proclamation number 8838 dated the August 8, 1964. Are the creations of a spiritual or material kind. Diversity of stars. You are requesting clarification about the creations in the universe, and I want to provide it for you as far as you are able to understand it. The creations are partly of a spiritual and partly of a material kind, but these cannot be regarded as earthly material, for my creative will is incredibly versatile and you should never assume that other stars have the same composition as Earth. However, you have to consider that it is not just Earth which is sheltering solidified spiritual substances, but that the innumerable stars visible to your eyes were called into being by me to help the ascent of all human souls which have not yet reached the degree of maturity needed in order to continue their development in the creations of the beyond. The whole of creation is my emanated strength, and the Earth is the most miserable creation because it consists of coarse matter. Thus anyone covering the process through its creations would be able to completely spiritualize what as soul gives life to the human being. Yet the attained degrees of maturity in which the soul departs from Earth after the death of its body are very different. And thus it will be received by other creations which, as far as it is concerned, certainly also exist in the beyond but which by no means can be called purely spiritual creations, since their substances are likewise solidified spiritual essence, strength, which once emerged from me as a being and failed to become active in accordance with my will. However, this matter is far lighter and more compliant, so that the souls staying there are impelled into ego activity and mutual helpfulness. Thus they continue to progress ever more. Thus it can be said that this matter is easily dissolvable and yet it also shelters spiritual substance which had once become unfaithful to me but which does not suffer to the extent as is the case on Earth, which gladly is of service in facilitating the soul's further development, which, this matter, therefore will disintegrate again as soon as it has fulfilled its task. The creations on these stars are inhabited by beings, which can also be called human beings, who likewise have the task of supporting these souls' further development. Consequently, material creations have to exist as well, yet they should not be imagined such like those on Earth. The beings, souls, are now in a world which offers them incredible things and yet it is a tangible world, because everything is permeated by my spiritual strength and it will remain a tangible world until the complete spiritualization of all beings has taken place, which then will no longer require a material world. But since this shall continue for an eternity and the stars in the firmament are thus visible to you humans, you are instructed to the effect that all these worlds are my will which has taken on shape, that I've emanated strength which more or less was deeply fallen spiritual essence, that this strength manifested itself, thus it is and remains visible for the respective inhabitants of these stars, who merely possess different degrees of realization and are thus also able to admit inhabitants from Earth in order to help them further their development. Then you humans will exist beyond Earth and yet in my kingdom, and depending on your maturity you will change your abode in order to enter ever more spiritualized creations. Yet whatever your eyes behold as heavenly bodies in the firmament are creations which were brought into being by my will. And these creations are the original spirits which had once deserted me, they were given a task by me that they now fulfill. Hence they more or less acknowledge me again. Consequently, they didn't descend quite so low but nevertheless require material creations in order to fulfill their task therein. Yet it cannot be said that it is earthly matter, Since this spiritual essence had fallen into the deepest abyss which the human being on earth is to overcome over an infinitely long period of time, rather, those material creations were given to people for their happiness and to delight in them. For a visible star must also exhibit visible creations which should illustrate to the already more mature spirits their creator's magnitude and power, and also offer the spiritual substances still in need of maturing the opportunity to be of service. This problem is not easy to explain to you because you only understand what exists on your earth, and even here your knowledge is limited. But how other stars have an effect on your thoughts will remain hidden to you as long as you are incapable of seeing spiritually. Then, however, this realm will be open to you and you won't be able to stop marveling at the creations on the individual stars. Yet all my works have their reason and demonstrate my love and wisdom and might. And whatever seems inexplicable to you will become known to you the more your soul's maturity advances. Then there will be no more questions which could not be answered for you. And this wealth of knowledge will make you very happy, even if it is at the moment still concealed from you. Amen.